Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Bryant Tansel, head of ministry at Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia. Happy Friday to you out there. Thank you so much, Sister Danielle. Happy Friday. Thank you for all you do for us to kick off our program Monday through Friday every week without fail. Thank you so much. Today, we're continuing our topic, having the mark of a Christian professional. And we're going to pick up today looking at our careers and our jobs that we have. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 7:23, ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. So if we're bought with a price, that means we have an obligation. And that obligation is to always carry ourselves as professionals. Many of us are still in the labor market, and we should seek to have the mark of Christian professionals no matter what job we have. Galatians 5:25 tells us, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Every job you have, it doesn't matter if it's a custodian, digging ditches, laying bricks, babysitting. The manager or boss is always observing the quality of your work. As Christians, we should always conduct ourselves in a professional manner no matter where we are. Our Lord and Savior is the one that's really observing our work, if you think about it. Some people try to hide their talents at work, or maybe they don't want to seem like they know more than they know, or they don't want to learn anything new because they may find out on know something. But your talents always shine with God. Why don't you let them shine with men? If you're doing God's work, doesn't matter what men think. So we've got to develop these talents. The mark of a Christian professional requires us to develop these talents. Remember, this weekend is Memorial Day. So no matter where you are, create memories that are the mark of a professional. When we look at the parable of the talents, right before we get to the five men that were given the talents, we look at the first chapter, Matthew 1. We look at Matthew 25:1-14, and it tells the story of the kingdom of heaven being likened to the 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. So, you know, when the bridegroom came down the aisle, even back then, years ago, people took notice. People wanted to be there. I mean, it was a moment of celebration, a moment of getting together, togetherness. So here's a story about five men that were wise and five men that were foolish. So it says, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them when the bridegroom cometh, remember. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out, meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. So the wise said, not so, let their be not enough for us and you, but go basically bet your own oil. Go sell what you've got to sell and buy it for yourself. And verse Matthew 25:10 says, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. So they missed out on an opportunity. Verse 11 says, afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. So God, the Lord closed the door on these folks, and he'll close the door on you too if you don't watch it. So verse 13 says, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country who called his own and delivered unto them his goods. So the mark of a professional means we're always ready. We read a book called Down Front and Ready. Means simply each brother in our service is ready to do whatever they need to do on a moment's notice. So if you need to do the communion, you can step up. If you're not on the program last minute, let's say a brother can't do it for whatever reason. If you need to lead a prayer, scripture, you're always ready for that opportunity. And professionals always prepare for the opportunity. They see it in their mind. They don't just walk in and someone else to do the work all the time. So in the parable of the talent story, when we continue in Matthew there at 25, we're looking at 15 through 23. As the story goes, and one he gave five talents, to another two, to another one, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So we know that the five talents were distributed. They went and traded them and made the one that gave the five, that got the five talents, made another. And the one that got two talents gained another two. But the one that received the one talent, he dug a hole in the earth and put it in there. So he hid the Lord's money. So the story goes that, you know, everyone had actually magnified what the Lord had given them except the one. So the Lord will actually take what he gives us and gives it to somebody else if we don't use it. Professionals understand that they were bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 7:3, they understand that they were bought with a price, and they're ready to step up and do something about that and show God that we're thankful, that we're always open to what he has for us next. We don't get stuck where we are. Professionals are looking down the road, Christian professionals, looking down the road at what may lie ahead for us in our spiritual journey and the people that we care about the most. Elders should have the mark of a Christian professional. The Bible tells us, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behaviors becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given too much to wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So the Bible gives us a lot of direction about our professionalism, whether it's at home, whether it's with our children, our spouse. And we should also continue that with the household of faith, our brothers and sisters in our church, especially those in the household of faith. And then we look to operate as a professional out in the community. We can do that, folks. We can do that. And you can always reset yourself wherever you are. And it may be time to hit that reset button today because God is always watching. So let's be professional. Let's conduct ourselves that way no matter where we are, no matter what conversation we're having, and let's make God proud of us. If we were bought with a price, let's give him his worth. Let's give him his worth. And that's our message today. Thank you so much for listening. Now we will bow in a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for allowing us to continue living through this week and knowing that this journey up ahead has great things. Sometimes we eclipse that mountaintop and we come around the other side and we're back where we started. And sometimes we get to the mountaintop and we see another mountain up ahead. But Lord, you are the keeper of all things. You know what's ahead for us. Keep our minds healthy and sane and straight. Let us study in the word of God and be the best Christians we can be. We're praying for Sister Hilda McCants and Sister Zoe and their sister who lost their mom evening before last, attend our church. Just be with their family and comfort their family. They were so brave to bring their mother home about 3 weeks ago and start caring for her there. And just what a dignified, what a glorious, what an honorable way to give back the people to their mom that gave so much to us. But when we think about it, broadly speaking, to the people on this call, how honorable is that to give back to the family members that brought you into the world? Lord, be with them during this time. Be with everyone on our call. We all struggle with different things. Sister Zoe in our group, they're the one of the sisters that lost her son also as well. Lord, continue to strengthen her. She's had two really close deaths here, just back to back. Father, we never know what's up ahead, but you do. But let us be there for each other. Let our Christians stay strong and think of their favorite verse of the Bible that gets them through a tough time. No matter how much outreach we do, Lord, it all comes back to us. At some point, we're all alone by ourselves. And then it's everything that we talk about and what we teach and what we say, that's when it really matters, when you're by yourself. Our spirituality has always been personal, so it comes back to us individually. And when we act as professionals, think as professionals, work as professionals to get better, Lord, you see that. You magnify us with so much glory. Thank you so much for this weekend. Thank you for the people on this call and families represented. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.